We bring in John Harper from SNY, long time, really good, reporter and baseball writer in our area. John, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Florrie, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I'm better than the Mets. I feel like I'm doing fine.
That's a low bar.
It is. All right, so let's start with the Mets. We'll get to the Yankees, which maybe has more nuance. But, how do you assess the Mets' season so far at Memorial Day? I mean, if I make you give a grade, is it a D? Is it an F? Like, where are you?
I've done report cards over the years at newspapers. I do them now at SNY, and I hate to give out Fs, but how could this be anything but an F right now at this point? I mean, it's just everything has gone wrong. And
yep.
The worst part is I don't see a way out for them. I mean, they just don't seem to have enough. I know they got a bunch of guys hurt, but I'm not sure it would make much of a difference. The guys who were hurt really weren't hitting before they got hurt. And, every time in this last week or so, you thought maybe they were going to turn a corner. They got some energy from the kid Ewing. Benj was starting to look like a player. And then they go on this road trip. And I thought they should have won 3 out of 4 in Washington. They end up splitting.
Yep.
And then they get swept and score 2 runs the whole weekend in Miami. So it just feels like they're spinning their wheels right now. I don't think they're good enough. And the Holmes injury was a huge injury because pitching was the one thing they were kind of leaning on. So I got to go F. I'm not sure there's a way out of this thing for them.
Well, that was going to be the next question is that I tend to be an optimist and I tend to not be as much the overreaction person. And like you, as bad as things were for the Mets, I thought when they took the series versus the Yankees, maybe a little momentum there. And that first game against the Nationals, and they put up all those runs. And I thought, all right, maybe with the young players and Ewing, a little shot of adrenaline, the Holmes injury is bad, but maybe there's a little pulse here. And then you get swept by a bad Marlins team that had been giving up 8 or 9 runs a game in the last couple of weeks, and the Mets score 2 runs in 3 games and get swept. I am at the point now of saying, I've seen the OMG Mets in 2024 make a big, stampede back, or the Washington Nationals in, what was that, like 2019, come back and win a World Series after having an awful record to start. But it just felt like, at least to my eyes, that both of those teams had a lot more talent across the board than what I see right now on the New York Mets. Where do you stand on that?
Yeah, I mean, this team, I thought they had talent coming in. I kind of got fooled.
Coming in, I did too. I'm saying with what I'm seeing on the field right now.
Yeah, I mean, you can't argue with it. I can't argue with it. I don't see it either. And to me, a big part of it too, the worst part of it in some ways, they played almost nothing but bad teams for a month now, and they gained no ground to get back into it. I thought this was their chance. The schedule's going to start getting harder. They're going to have the Phillies, the Braves, the Cardinals, the Cubs, all in the next few weeks in June. So it's going to get harder. And, other than Soto, they missed Lindor.
Yep.
I'm not sure what you would have gotten out of Robert anyway. He wasn't looking great. And Polanco as well. If they're going to make a comeback, it was going to be on the strength of their pitching. And Holmes is a big part of that. And McClain hasn't been quite as good as I thought. He just seems to get in situations where he makes the wrong pitch at the wrong time. And we know he's got the stuff. We've seen that.
Yep.
But you got to be able to put that together and get results as well. So, and then, it's funny. I just wrote a column a couple of days ago about how good Devin Williams has been. And then he goes out and gives it up in the ninth inning today.
Yep.
And so, the bullpen has shown signs of being pretty good, but they need more. They need more. And I don't think they're going to, I can't see them going out and making trades at this point to bring somebody in. I would think they're going to play this out, see what they get out of the young kids. And then if they're still in the same spot in a month, they're going to be sellers. That's the reality of it. I can't see them going all in if it's just going to be a waste of time, because there's a lot of good teams in the National League. really good teams, and they don't stack up with these teams. That's part of it. If they were in the American League, you could make a case for chasing a wild card spot. In the National League, there's a lot of good teams, and they don't stack up with any of them right now.
Yep. I'm talking to John Harper from SNY about Mets and Yankees. And Harp, I have callers, as you might imagine, who hop on and complaining about the owner, and in particular, especially complaining about David Stearns, the president of baseball operations, acting in that GM capacity, and complaining that there's no accountability. And I think some fans wanting, Stearns to be fired, all of that. We don't generally see general managers, president of baseball operations, general managers fired in season. So can we, sort of take that off the table, or do you have any expectation that would happen? And even, honestly, even with where the owner's head is at, would you have any expectation that he would even make a change to David Stearns after the season?
You know, I got into that, a little bit of that with a lot of people on Twitter tonight, just back and forth, friendly enough. But it's the great unknown. You know, Steve Cohen, how much patience is he going to have? You know, I kind of tweeted about this. We know he's got to have this kind of this cold, the killer side on the business side to be the billionaire hedge fund owner that he is. But we haven't seen that. He's been patient. He's been the nice guy owner for the most part. I just wonder when that patience runs out. But I can't see him in season. No, for sure. I can't see him doing that. I think he's going to let this play out, even if it means selling. You could make a case, well, if you're going to sell, why are you going to let Stern sell if you're going to make a move at the end of the year? But I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do, but he's got to be. Look, remember, I was there in spring training in the dugout when he said, you know, he basically said, hey, I'm getting tired of not getting to the postseason. And he said getting to the postseason this year was the absolute lowest expectation he had for this team. That was kind of the starting point. So if he's saying that, you would think he holds people accountable in his other business. You would think he holds Stearns accountable. Now, he waited a long time for Stearns because he had so many people recommend him. But this is 2 years in a row where it hasn't gone well. At least, it fell apart on Stearns last year. And this year in particular, this is Stearns' team. He decided not to bring the core back and all that stuff. And then so far, a lot of decisions he's made have really backfired on him. You know, he admitted in his last his press session that they're going to have to relook at the way they look at things with injury-prone guys, because it backfired on him with Polanco and with Robert. Both have histories of injuries, and shockingly enough, they're hurt again. The Semien thing, I never understood. To me, that was a small market move. Trading, you wanted to get out from the last 2 years, basically exchange the contracts of him and Semien, get out of the last 2 years of Nimmo's. I mean, the last 5 years, but the last 2 years of Nimmo's, because there's three on Semien. And Semien has been one of the worst players in baseball. So a lot of things have not gone the way Stearns would have expected him to go. So I don't know. I've heard from people that Cohen is not happy, but what does that mean exactly? Who knows? I think we're going to find out. This is really going to be a telling moment. If it continues to go this way, it's going to be a telling moment about what Cohen is all about. Does he have patience, or is he? I mean, I'm not saying I would think he'd be justified in making a move and going ahead and firing Stearns if it goes this way. But you can make the case for stability long term and all that stuff. So we're going to find out a lot about him.
All right, flipping to the Yankees, what sort of grade would you give the Yankees here on Memorial Day?
That's a tougher one. That's definitely a tougher one. Yes. I would say I'm going to go B. I mean, I know a lot of people, a lot of the fans are down on them again with the offense. The lineup is so kind of top heavy, I guess. And even Judge hasn't been hitting lately. He had the walk-off today. But he hasn't been hit lately. But it's really been Judge and Rice carrying this offense for the most part. I mean, Rice looks like a real star. But you got to love their pitching. Cole looked like he was in midseason form when he came back the other day. Mm-hmm. So that, to me, is a huge development because they already are loaded. I mean, Freed's out right now. But this kid Schwitler, man, he is really good. So I feel like they get to the postseason in the American League the way it's set up, their pitching alone could get them to the World Series, and then you never know from there. So I think because the pitching's been so good, there's some concerns with the bullpen, no doubt about it, but they can do some things there. So I'm going to give them a B. It looked like it would be an A for a long time, but, you know, the last few weeks haven't been as good. And, you know, but it's going to be interesting. The Rays are really scrappy. You know, the Rays are the kind of team, they remind me the way they're playing against the Yankees, the way the Blue Jays did last year. The Yankees have to be able to find a way to play with a scrappy team like the Rays and be able to beat them. But we'll see. But I'd say a B.
What is it about those Rays where it just seems like the sum is greater than the parts? How are they doing this?
Well, I was looking at some of the numbers because we were on the other night on TV and after the Cole game. And one thing Cole didn't do was get strikeouts or swings and misses, which is surprising as well as he was throwing. But that's who the Rays are. They have the fewest strikeouts in baseball. Any team in baseball, they put the ball in play. They don't hit a lot of home runs. They run pretty well. So they are that really scrappy contact hitting team. It's going to make you work, and it's going to make you defend and all that. And that hasn't been the Yankees' strength in recent years. So, you know, the Yankees are going to have to hit home runs to beat them. And, you know, home runs can be kind of a feast or famine situation at times with the Yankees, especially in the postseason. So it's a long way to go. And the Rays' pitching is really good, too. That's part of it. Their starting pitching is really good. So they do look like a team that could have some staying power here. And if it comes down to the Rays and the Yankees matching up somewhere in the postseason, that would really be fascinating.
It would be. The good news for the Yankees is they'd have home field advantage throughout the entire series. So at least there's that, home and away.
Well, we don't. Not if the Rays win. Yeah, not if the Rays win the division. That's for
no.
Sure.
I'm saying even when the Rays are at home, the Yankees have home field advantage, or at least the crowd. The Yankees would have the crowd.
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Kind of like the Knicks on the road, right?
When the Knicks are
on the road, yeah. It's the New York crowd, no matter where they are.
Yeah, kind of be like that. All right. John, appreciate you coming and spending a little time hanging out with us. We've got a full board. I'm going to get back to the callers, but really appreciate it. Have a great night. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks, Lori. Appreciate it. Good talking to you.